Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. Today we're talking about an upcoming event that brings together sports, community, and giving back, pickleball for a purpose. On Saturday, October 11th, the St. Luke's Sportsplex in Crackers Fort Road in Allentown will host a full day of pickleball tournaments for all levels, plus cornhole, ping pong, food trucks, music, and a silent auction featuring incredible prizes like Saquon Barkley stuff, a Caribbean vacation packages, and a lot of more things to find. All of this, though, benefits the Fund to Benefit Children and Youth, a nonprofit that for more than three decades has provided life-changing support to abused, neglected, and at-risk kids in the Lehigh Valley. Every dollar raised goes directly to helping children because the board covers administrative costs. We quickly want to thank our sponsors who make all of our episodes possible: Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. And a big thank you to Jane Irvin and Bob Black for coming on the show. Jane's the board of the Fund to Benefit Children and Youth, and Bob Black is the event chair for Pickleball for a Purpose and chair of St. Luke's board. Hello and welcome.
Hi, George.
Hi, George. Good to see
you. How's it going? Great to see you guys. This is pickleball has gotten so big, so it's fun to see. Like, now we're planning events around it. But before we get into pickleball, I want to learn personally. I want to learn more about the Fund to Benefit Children and Youth. So, Jane, can you kind of fill us in for somebody who's never heard of it before? What do they do?
Of course.
What do you do?
The Fund to Benefit Children and Youth is a pure charity, and the whole objective is to help caseworkers who work with families of abused and neglected children to get the things that they need that government sources or other sources don't pay for, and to get them quickly. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
So there's one of the requests we just got this week. It's a mom. She's got four kids. She's living in a shelter because she had an abusive partner. She finally was able to secure an apartment, but she doesn't have any beds for the children. So her caseworker sends us a request, and we turn it around in like 2 days, and we order beds through a furniture store, and they're delivered and put together for these kids. Now, it's not a big amount of money. It's small, but what a difference it makes. So that kid, those kids, those four kids are going to have a bed to sleep in, a pillow, a blanket, sheets. And otherwise, they couldn't afford it. So you move into an apartment, you sleep on the floor.
Right.
But government sources and other sources don't pay for beds. That's just one of the things that the Fund to Benefit Children and Youth does.
And I think, you know, something like that we may take for granted, beds are hard to sometimes get. If you're just getting in and you had to do the last month's and first month's rent to get into an apartment, what's left over?
That's exactly.
Sometimes, you know, you're thinking about big items when, you know, something that small is super important.
Yeah, it really is. And another thing that's important is a table and chairs, a place to sit down and eat dinner, a place for a kid to do homework. That's another request we often get, a dinette set. Sometimes we'll get a request for, say there's a child that has a severe asthma. They don't have air conditioning in the apartment, so we will purchase an air conditioner for that family. Sometimes if a grandparent, for example, is taking care of their grandchildren, grandparents need a break. So YMCA camp in the summer is a huge opportunity for the kids to get away and for the grandparents to get a break. Lots of things like that that make a huge difference in these families' lives. They don't cost a lot of money, but they need to be filled quickly, and they really, really make a difference.
Yeah, maybe it's like sometimes because they are smaller items, they may just be forgotten about, you know, it's looking at it from such a high level.
That's right.
And before we move into pickleball, how can people, I know you said that they are connected through caseworkers, how can someone like myself, beyond going to pickleball for a purpose on October 11th, how can I help the Fund to Benefit Children and Youth?
Well, we have a website, fund to benefit children and youth. It's called helplehighvalleychildren.org. And you can donate. We work through caseworkers, however. We don't work directly with families because caseworkers know what's going on. They know what the families need. So that's why it works that way. But if anybody wants to help, first, go to the pickleball tournament on the 11th of October. And second, log into helplehighvalleychildren.org and donate to the fund to benefit. Every little bit of money helps because it can be a $50 donation and we will make sure that money goes directly to those families.
All right, I love it. That's a great segue to bring Bob into the conversation about pickleball. I mean, this is my first pickleball podcast. I've talked about doing one for a while. It's funny. But pickleball has taken over, right? Everybody's playing it, Bob. What is your relationship with pickleball and why is it a great way to do a fundraiser?
Well, I could go back 5 years and tell you about the first time I stepped on a pickleball court and 10 minutes later tore my Achilles, but that would probably not be productive. But here I am 5 years later playing pickleball all the time. I love it. It's absolutely addictive. And as you know, it's just exploding all over the place. It's a great game. So the credit for this event really has to be given to my wife, Laura, who was a founding member of the fund 35 years ago and is still on the board. This was her idea. This is our 35th anniversary or their 35th anniversary. And in the past, to celebrate milestone anniversaries, we've done dinners and, you know, the typical fundraisers. But it's not a big organization. Golf outings would be difficult to stage. Laura came up with the idea of doing a pickleball tournament. No one's ever done a pickleball tournament, to my knowledge, in the Lehigh Valley. So this is really the first. And we all thought, what a great idea. As Jane sort of suggested, the fund is a little bit of a well-kept secret. It's been around for 35 years, but not that many people know about the great work that they do. So we saw this pickleball tournament as an opportunity to reach out to a different audience, a younger audience perhaps, certainly people who were not familiar with the fund. So in addition to being a fundraiser, this really is a friendraiser, trying to build awareness for the organization. You know, that's where the idea came from and it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's fun. Cause when you're driving on 22 West, I always saw that pickleball, billboard, whatever they have at the sports complex. So it's fun how it's all taken over. What is your favorite part of playing pickleball compared to, like, were you a tennis player previously? Is it just, like, what's the appeal for you? It's just a little bit more constrained?
Oh, George. Well, first of all, I was a tennis player my whole life. But even more important, I was a ping pong player. So pickleball is a little bit of a little bit of ping pong. It's a little bit of tennis. it appeals to seniors a little, and I am a senior, a little bit more than tennis because you're not running as much. It's a smaller court. I mean, you know, you still have the opportunity to hurt yourself for sure.
Make sure you stretch before you get out there.
Absolutely. But it is, it's a really, really fun game. And what I enjoy about it is you don't have to be great to really have fun at this game. You can play it at any different level and it's a lot of fun. And I've also seen that men and women are equally good at this sport. So there's no particular advantage to being stronger or bigger because it's really not a strength. You know, it's not a power game so much as it is a finesse game.
What does the tournament look like? Is it like I could just enter as a one-on-one? Is it doubles?
So what's really cool about this tournament and why we're hoping people, even if they don't sign up to play, will come just to enjoy the day. There are going to be eight tournaments going on at the same time. So pickleball, there's going to be a men's, it's all doubles, by the way. It's all doubles.
Okay.
There's going to be a men's bracket, a women's bracket, a mixed bracket. And then there's going to be what we're calling a competitive tournament for the really the better players, and then what we're calling a social a social level for those who want to play in the tournament, but maybe they're not as good, or maybe they haven't played as long and just want to go out and have fun. And so those are six tournaments going on at the same time. And while we're doing that, there's going to be a cornhole tournament, and there are going to be four ping pong tables set up to do a ping pong tournament. So both singles and doubles in ping pong. So there's going to be a lot of action going on at the same time. And as a spectator situation, it really will be a lot of fun. And while all that's happening, there's going to be live music playing. And there's going to be the food trucks and Lost Tavern is there.
Sure.
So there's just going to be a lot going on. And of course, we have to talk about the silent auction.
Because
this is going to be the ultimate silent auction. And while people are enjoying the activity, we hope they'll take advantage of the silent auction. There are, I don't know, Jane, 30 or so items, I think. Yep. And some really great ones for the sports fans. We have a bunch of sports paraphernalia signed by Saquon Barkley, a shirt, a football, a mini helmet. And he's been great.
Saquon's the best.
He's also one of the sponsors of the tournament. He's just a really great guy. And if you're an Eagles fan, you know how important he is to.
Well, he went to kindergarten at Marvine Elementary down the street from me. He went for 1 year. So I always tell everybody that, like, he went down the street and he's what a hero.
He's the Lehigh Valley guy for sure.
Yeah.
There's going to be some signed sports stuff. There are going to be seven vacation packages, all in the Caribbean. They're all inclusive kind of packages that are really, really terrific. And we hope people will take advantage of those. And then in addition, local merchants have donated items, all sorts of really cool things. I know one of the items that I think will appeal to some golfers is there's four tee times at Lehigh Valley Country Club, which is, you know, worth a fair amount of money, which would be a great item. So there's some sports related things, there's some non-sports related things, and just something for everybody in this auction.
And Bob, don't forget about all that wine. We are having a secret wine pool. And just so everybody knows, there's a very expensive bottle of wine included in one of the packages there. So come on out and buy a couple of bottles of wine. You might get lucky and get something that's worth over $200.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, like, you guys sure know how to throw a party. This is
yes, we do.
Because it's funny, like, if you're just kind of curious at pickleball, you can go out. There's also great, you know, food trucks, Lost Tavern, all those guys are there. So it sounds like a fantastic day. We're looking forward to it.
We are.
But before we go, you know, the one thing I mentioned kind of briefly was that 100% of the, you know, donations here are going right to the fund to benefit children and youth, where, you know, because you're taking care of the administrative costs. Sometimes that wouldn't have been offset. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we have practically no overhead. We hire, we have one part-time person who accepts the requests from the caseworkers, but the board members cover the cost of her doing that work. In addition, a number of years ago, there were two people who passed away but didn't have any heirs. And so they left a chunk of money to the fund to benefit children and youth because they supported what we did. And so at that time, a number of years ago, that money was invested and it returns income and has grown over the years. So when get extra requests, like sometimes you get a whole lot of requests, you don't have enough money in your budget, but we're able to pull from our investment and use that money. So once again, everything, every penny that goes, that's donated, goes directly to families. No overhead.
You're right. It's like such a well-kept secret, because it's what a great way to be able to run it and just have the stewards of the ship being so forward thinking. Kudos to you. That's amazing.
Indeed. And kudos to Laura Black as one of the founding members to get that going. It's a and was that charity?
Right, 35 years ago, did I mean? Of course, she'd tell her own story, I guess. But was it just something where they wanted to start an organization and said, "Where can we help?"
Well, the way it started was the Lehigh County Office of Children and Youth had an advisory board. And this advisory board realized that the caseworkers didn't have the funds that they needed for some of the items that they knew the families needed. And so five people or six people started this fund in order to support the Lehigh County children and youth caseworkers. And as time has gone on, it's expanded, as you can see, to Northampton County Children and Youth and a number of other youth serving organizations across the Lehigh Valley.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to, I mean, for those who maybe can't make it, I think we talked about that briefly about how you can get in touch, but could you remind us again, if they're, first of all, we want to see you at Pickleball for a Purpose. That's that Saturday, October 11th. I have the Eventbrite up here. I'm going to drop all those links in our show notes so that people can find out more. You can also Google the fund to benefit children and youth, and you'll probably find it for more information. But Jane, what's the best way for people to reach out? Is it to go to your website?
Go to the website, helplehighvalleychildren.org. That'll get you connected.
Okay. And there, Bob, I think we're back. Your phone was having an issue, but we're okay. So I wanted to say thanks to you as well. And we'll look forward to seeing you out there, and make sure you know, get a limber before you get on the court. You don't want another
injury. Absolutely. Thanks so much, George.
Thank you, George.
You guys both so much. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you.